Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Oh, that deep V. Oh.
You're fucked up now. Niggas, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like boobies, nipples, and pretty too. My difference is women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
Un doble V.
101.5.
Sábado gigante. No, actually, this is DP.
No, this is the Mexican Menudo channel.
Yes. Un doble V. Is it Spanish?
I think that's like French and Spanish.
Tomato, tomato.
Franish.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. 2015.
It is.
I can't believe it's 2015.
You can't? Like, that's the next year from 2014.
Well... I mean, I understand that's the progression when you count,
right,
when you know,
right,
you grow
right.
up, like, wait, no, that's 20s.
Yeah, so, whatever.
I'm happy.
You were just expecting the next one a little slower.
Right, well, I just, like, I just remember 2001 like it was yesterday.
2001 like it was yesterday.
2001, I don't know where you were. 2001 was my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I was so ugly.
Go on.
It was like when I turned 12, so before I even got to high school.
Right.
Puberty just came and tapped me on the shoulder and was like, Ski Ray, fuck off.
I'm going to come for you later.
Right. There were so many bumps on my face, Stevie Wonder could read my forehead. That's a Braille joke.
Braille. For the blind.
Right. My face was so ugly. But that was then,
mm-hmm.
and this is now.
You're beautiful.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Season 2 of Deep V is upon us.
It is.
Tis the season to be deep V.
I think we're past that.
Are we?
Yeah. The season thing, yeah.
Yeah, very true.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good run.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Santa. But season one is behind us as well.
It is.
Season one of Deep V is in the books.
It's in the books.
12 episodes.
It was.
It was a good run.
That's like one a month.
That's like a dozen.
It's like, yeah.
Not quite a baker's dozen, but it's a dozen.
Right, right, right. How many is a baker's dozen?
13,
nice.
Baby. Yeah. But all good things come to an end.
It does.
Or at least all good things at least need a break.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. Like, I've had sex so good sometimes.
Right.
I've caught a cramp and immediately took a break.
Right.
Like, I need a break right now.
Give me a minute. I got to get some
potassium charge up, baby.
Give me that banana and G2.
Yes, G2 Gatorade. That's what I need.
Yeah.
When I'm not wearing a condom,
uh-huh.
I always take a break right before I come. But you know, it's kind of like taking, when I take a break right before I come.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's like instead of taking that last second glorious shot.
Right.
I pass the ball. Cliff Paul, baby. How can I assist? That's my thing.
Sure.
Yeah. But season 2 will be good, though.
It will.
We promise.
It might be better.
Can we pinky promise that?
Yeah, I can pinky promise.
And when we say pinky promise, I want people to understand that when we say we promise some shit,
mm-hmm.
our word is worthless.
It's like, it literally means nothing.
It's not worth a shit.
Like, it means maybe a pinky.
Yeah. Like, if we were to pay with our words, it'd be declined.
Yeah, it would. And we get charged every time we try to use it.
Yeah.
$35.
Absolutely. But, you know, season one, though, as good as it was,
yep.
we developed some haters.
We did.
We did.
I was okay with that.
It's okay. Yeah, cool. Hi, haters.
Yeah.
What I love most about the haters on our internet radio show, though, is...
Go on.
You have to, like, physically go out of your way to listen to our show.
Right, and we get a point for it.
Yeah, because you either download or you subscribe. So right. Nobody's making you do that.
Right.
Nobody.
Hate us a lot.
So to all of our anti-fans that listen to our show begrudgingly...
Sure, sure, sure.
You're fucking stupid.
Thank you.
Go kill yourself. Or listen on More Like Radio like next Friday at 8.
Yeah.
Either fucking way.
Before you kill yourself, like, uh-huh. click subscribe. So, and then you can fuck off.
Yeah, at least do that.
Yeah.
You know, but either way, I fucking digress.
Yeah.
So let's get the fucking show started.
Let's do it.
What on earth are we drinking today?
We are drinking a little chive beer.
Chive beer.
Yeah, I think it's
like the website Keep Calm Chive On.
Correct.
We're drinking their beer.
We are. The Black Lager.
They're not just a website.
Nope.
Not just about boobs.
Nope.
They're a brand.
They're very, very rich.
Really?
They make like $300 million a month.
Is this factual?
Yeah, that's what they come in. Yeah, that's what they
Because liars
in.
Go to hell.
That's true.
Yes.
But I'm going to hell no matter what. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I've already accepted that.
So Chai Von Beer.
Yep.
Who would have thought that exploiting women's bodies
right.
would become such a multi-million dollar business?
Porn.
What's up, porn industry? Hello, Kim Kardashian family. I legit, you know what? Seriously, though, the whole keep calm Chai Von thing.
Yep.
I seriously don't think that the black community have caught on to that whole, like, movement yet.
Not like, yeah, like more of the hipster black people.
Hipster black people.
That's what it seems like, at least. I don't know. Every black guy I've seen with like the Bill Murray shirt, it's been like a hipstery skinny black. You know what I mean?
I feel like the token blacks know about Keep Calm, Chai Von.
Sure.
That's about as far as it's going. I mean, because honestly, I still don't legit know what the hell it is. Like, Keep Calm, Chai Von sounds like something your doctor says to you after he diagnoses you with AIDS and tries to cheer you up.
Hey, just.
Keep calm, Chai Von, baby.
Keep calm, Chai Von, baby.
I feel like black people have a problem keeping fucking calm, so you have a problem right off the bat.
They are angry a lot.
Right. Blacks are grumpy.
not the happiest.
Grumpy. I cannot tan. What is that about? Anyways.
Any whooms.
Yeah. Did you do anything crazy this past for New Year's Eve?
No, I was pretty solid.
Was it?
Yeah.
I this New Year's was insane for me. Here's what I did.
Go on.
I stayed awake.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, anything past 10:30 is really, really irresponsible.
It's pushing it.
It's so bad.
I've noticed because, like, I look at the clock and I'm like, it's 10:30. What the fuck am I doing?
Right.
I gotta wake up so early.
So tired.
It's so stupid.
I can't wait to eat eggs in the morning. Like, the faster you go to bed, the sooner you get to eggs and bacon.
Why do we dream about breakfast?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But honestly, anything past 10:30, just like I said, that's stupid. Because if New Year's was celebrated at a responsible hour, like, I don't know. Yeah, let's say 5 p.m.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
that's something I can get into.
Right, because then you have enough time afterwards to, like, get your shit done before the morning. I gotcha.
There you go. Also, thinking ahead.
Yep.
Driving drunk during the day?
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
It's a lot easier than yeah.
night. And also, I could still catch the evening news when I get back, get a good night's sleep, ready to rock and roll for the new year, baby.
Bingo.
There we go.
I like that.
There's a lot of solid movies also coming out this year, though.
There's a ton.
2015's looking good.
Yeah.
Any movies you... looking forward to seeing?
Well, obviously Star Wars.
You know, Star Wars.
But Jurassic World.
You're a Star Wars homo.
I am.
Who's your favorite character?
In Star Wars?
Yeah.
Han.
Han Solo?
Yeah.
Go on.
Is it not yours?
I feel like
it's everybody's.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot. Your favorite episode's like episode 2.
I like episode 1.
You know what my favorite episode is?
God damn it.
Oh, that's right. I haven't seen hardly any episode.
I hate you so much.
I'm looking forward to seeing the new James Bond. That's my thing.
Sure.
He's the fucking coolest man alive.
James Bond?
Yes!
Or Daniel Craig?
Both.
Because I feel like Daniel Craig is not.
Is there a difference between the two?
Yes.
I feel like Daniel Craig is James Bond and James Bond is Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig is too ugly to be James Bond.
You shut your mouth
right now.
He's
so ugly.
I'd sleep with him. Willingly. But I'm excited for it because, like I said, he's the fucking coolest man alive. I saw in a movie, he told a chick one time that she wasn't his type. You know why she wasn't his type?
Why?
Because she was single. How fucking cool is that?
He is cool, yeah.
He beats the shit out of people and then couldn't be more a gentleman about it. He wears like a tailored suit as he does it.
I like how they like just get their ass kicked and then get up and fix their button.
Well, yeah. Have
I
you
want to do that?
Have you ever tried to do something as simple as like waving your fucking hand while wearing a suit?
That's impossible.
It's so hard.
Hopefully your shoe doesn't get untied because it's impossible to tie that motherfucker.
Yeah, something that's not getting tied.
Nope.
You're just going to just drag that foot to the car, baby.
Wave it around like a fucking psycho.
So here we go. While I'm sitting here struggling to wave at people in a fucking suit, James Bond's walking around fucking kicking ass and taking names and shit.
I have a feeling he tailors the shit out of his suits.
You think so?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They probably break away and like connect back.
They're good. Fuck, I lost an
arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. He's a gentleman, but he's like a jerk about it. So I feel like that's why he gets all the chicks.
Mm.
He'll pull like the woman's chair out for them.
Right.
But only because he plans to one day pull the chair from underneath them in public.
Right.
Make them look like a complete asshole.
Yeah. Right. I like that.
Well, my chicks don't like nice guys.
No.
They say that they do. But they don't.
They don't.
They're fucking liars.
Yeah.
Women say stupid shit and lie about stupid shit all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, they also say things like their vote matters, you know, other various dumb shit, you know. They also like Valentine's Day, you know.
I hate Valentine's Day.
Well, it's coming up.
It is.
What are your thoughts on Valentine's Day?
It's a waste of money.
I agree. I seriously think if there's a specific day that's set aside to show someone that you love them, then that means the other 364 days of the year, I shouldn't have to do a motherfucking thing. Nothing at all.
Not one thing.
No, if you ask me to take out the trash, I'm going to refer you to the previous year's Valentine's Day and tell you to fuck off.
Remember? You remember?
Yeah. You remember the chocolates, the box of chocolates?
I got you chocolates, flowers, and I took the trash out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my thing is, I think you're a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy, yeah.
Well, from my dealings with you, you swallow every time.
Right.
You cut my balls.
I do.
You couldn't be more courteous.
Right. I just can't wait to pinch them.
You look me in the eyes awaiting mm-hmm. proper, like, sucking instructions.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
Fast.
Yep.
Slow.
Correct.
Two hands.
Yep.
No hands. Gag. Spit. Slurp.
I sound so gay.
Gargle. You know, gargle's a thing. You know that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, since you are
how much can come out that you can gargle?
You never told a chick, gargle my nuts, bitch.
Oh, I thought you meant the semen.
That's what I meant, too. Gargle my nuts and my semen, bitch. Gargle me, bitch. Just gargle me.
Just gargle.
Yeah. Gargles. Scope me, bitch. That's the thing.
Scope me. 30 seconds.
Well, you being the nice guy of the crew.
Right.
Give me 4 good things that you would get or that a man could get as a Valentine's Day gift for his woman to show that he loves her.
4 things.
4 things. Okay. We'll go back and forth. Just give me your first one.
Okay. The first one would be noise-canceling headphones.
Noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah. So she doesn't have to make grunt and wheeze like an 80-year-old man when I'm pounding vagina, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, okay.
I just like grunt and like...
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's what you do?
I'm a nice guy. Noise-canceling headphones.
Man, you're so grunty.
Right.
Are you the Geico caveman?
I might be.
I can't fucking say that you are.
Have you seen us two together at the same time?
No.
It's probably me then.
Well, I got a good gift that a guy can get this woman. If you really love your woman, you know what you should get her for Valentine's Day?
What?
The morning after pill.
Why?
Well, just in case, because, you know, no one wants to really come up with $300 a month later, so let's nip this in the butt now,
let's
you know?
Cut this, yeah, let's cut this bad boy right now. This $30 pill, you can take it, you'll be fine.
There it is. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
That's a tenth of the price.
Right. How about you?
Edible underwear.
Edible underwear.
Now, I'm going to be honest. This is just for me. Because I love fruit roll-ups. And I'm less embarrassed to buy edible underwear than fruit roll-ups as a goddamn man. So I'm just going to get edible underwear.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going there. Yep. I think that's you're putting a lot of thought into that one.
Yeah.
Because my next one, I think a good gift that you could get your woman, if you really, really love her.
Right.
Gift card.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
Like a general like Visa gift card.
Nothing says I love you like a thought out personal gift card. So much time and effort goes into a gift card. You know what? Matter of fact, if you're going to get a gift card, just go ahead and give it to her a generic holiday card too. Like,
I like that.
Where it says like it has multiple holiday uses. So instead of saying Happy Valentine's Day, it says season's greetings.
It's just blank.
Says, what's up, baby?
I got another one.
Let me hear it.
A small dildo.
A small dildo.
Now, you're thinking, like, because it's discreet and stuff.
Uh-huh.
No. To make me look big by comparison.
You're doing yourself a favor.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Kind of like when the hot chicks has a bunch of ugly friends.
Bingo.
There we go.
By association.
I like where your head's at with
that. Yeah.
I got one similar.
Go ahead.
Another one that you could get for your girl if you really like her.
Yep.
A mop.
Go on.
Hear me out on this one.
Like a nice mop or just like a generic one?
Well, I'm generally just looking out for her back because otherwise she's going to have to scrub the floors on her knees. And that would suck. I've seen Cinderella and ask me if Cinderella would appreciate a mop.
She would love a mop.
You goddamn right. She would have loved a mop.
She should have just fucking got a stick and connected that thing to it. She could have called it a mop.
That's what women do.
That's what they do.
They mop mm-hmm. and annoy men.
And cook.
And read Kindles.
They love Kindles.
And what is that from Starbucks?
Pumpkin spice lattes.
There it is. That's all women do.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah. Give me another one.
A blowjob book. Like a how-to blowjob book.
A how-to blowjob
book. Now, let me just go on a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
Because Nicole is good at giving the BJs.
Okay? She's good at giving the blowies.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I don't want her to know she's good at it. Uh-huh. Like, I want her to be like, I only star in blowjob pornos, good at giving blowjobs.
You should just wear a mask when she gives you blowies. Not only do you feel more masculine like a burglar, mm-hmm. she also wants to see your facial expressions.
Correct.
So you could just be like, that was whatever.
That was all right. Don't worry about it.
I got one.
Yep.
Another good thing that you could get for your woman, if you've taken some serious thought and you want to like...
Like, you like her.
Yeah, you want to impress her.
Yeah.
A preemptive shot of penicillin.
Okay.
Because I love you enough and you should love your woman enough
yeah.
to apologize in advance for what you will do to her mm-hmm. and give to her in the future.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're just being nice.
I'm saving her at least one or two copays because she was going to have to go to the right. doctor.
And some Bernie pee.
Right. My gifts are so meaningful and thought out.
So nice.
I'm a romantic guy.
You're very romantic.
All my hoes are listening right now. Be honest. If my hoes that are listening right now,
yep.
Be honest with yourselves. If you were stabbed with a penicillin shot on Valentine's Day, how grateful would you be?
They'd be so happy.
Yes, you dirty hoe. I may be saving your life. I'm so romantic. I'm into saving bitches' lives.
You probably is saving your life.
You got any more?
No.
Are you a romantic?
No.
No?
Not even a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Are you?
Well, me not really. I just kind of ram it in there.
Yeah.
I'm so rude.
Right. Me too.
R.I.P. Ike Turner. How'd you propose to your wife, Mr. Non-Romantic?
I literally got the ring.
Uh-huh.
I got so excited to tell her.
Yeah.
I literally went to her job and did it there.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd she work?
That unromantic.
I feel like you tossed it to her like, hey, sport.
What do you think?
Hey, sport. That's how it went, right?
You touched it last. Yeah. Pretty much.
You touched it last. I was thinking like just me knowing you
yep.
as a co-host
uh-huh.
and a big spoon.
Correct.
I was going to think that you would probably have folded up a note mm. and wrote, will you marry me? Check yes or no
okay.
on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that might have happened.
I wish women had to propose to men. Could you imagine? No,
it would be so many proposals every 5 seconds.
So much entertainment on the weekends.
How many times have you been proposed to then?
I've been proposed to once.
Okay, see, if women did it like generally, you'd have a million proposals.
It was so funny when it happened, so I was like,
no.
That was the laugh that I made.
That's what I did too. Did she poke you in the belly?
Maybe. Women just itch and scratch to get married. They literally shake for it at night.
They love it.
Yes, if women had to propose to men, the female suicide rate would be just astronomical.
It would be so high. The male to women ratio in the United States would be like 3 to 1.
Oh, for sure.
It'd be gross.
Well, men just aren't as prepared to do like that forever thing with someone.
Right.
Because forever is so long.
It's like forever.
Well, here's how I justify or how I think about forever.
Go on.
I've been on this earth for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's forever.
That's a long time.
Nope, not even close.
Well, technically, that was a forever of you.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe I had a previous life where I was like an eagle.
Bingo.
There we go.
They live a long time?
Do they?
40 years probably. If I
don't
guess.
Parrots or like something? A
turtles.
Bird. Is it turtles?
Well, parrot. I think some parrots live like 100 something.
Jackasses.
Fucking assholes.
Well, you've been with your wife since you were 13.
A long time.
So you're 28 now.
Yeah.
You've progressively seen her age.
I have.
Like Benjamin Button.
Correct.
How depressing is that? Are her are her boobs still symmetrical?
They are.
Really?
And she's got better looking. I got her ugly duckling syndrome.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So she wasn't as attractive as she is now
uh-huh.
before because I knew she was going to be.
But she is old.
She's so old.
She's
older than me.
Do bats nest in her pussy?
Yeah.
Does it feel like a woven picnic basket?
When I go in there.
Hey, boo-boo.
It's old.
Nice. Well, does it at least still have like any like suction like grip, or is it more kind of like vacuuming an empty hallway?
Right. Like I can tell she does the Kegel exercises. Let's say that.
Okay. I was thinking like yeah. maybe you had like a handheld dirt devil and you were vacuuming like an auditorium. I hope she's not listening to this.
She barely listens.
Well, are you familiar with a woman applying the snapback today, pussy?
No.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I am a white man.
So when I say that bitch got that snapback. You don't even know what I'm saying.
No idea.
Okay, that snapback, that's a thing. Ask Mike Epps. Chicks actually put vinegar in their vagina to get that suction back. You know what I mean? So, like, you know how, like, you'll pour salt on a snail and it shrivels?
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, but it also dries up.
Well, woman's pussy ain't nothing but snail, baby. Some people think it's a delicacy. Others think it's gross. It's like permanent Viagra for them. Have you ever tried Viagra?
I have.
Really?
It's amazing.
Go on.
It literally makes your wiener bigger.
Uh-huh.
And like you could finish, wipe your wiener off, and go right back in.
Really?
It's amazing.
How? It kind of scares me.
Why?
Because my dick is so strong and healthy. I feel like if I took like a bite of one, like not even the entire pill.
Right.
My dick would like change clothes in a phone booth and fly faster than a speeding bullet.
Right.
My dick would be Spider-Man, Superman.
Wouldn't you want to see that, though?
My dick change in a phone booth?
Yeah.
No, there's so many germs in there.
Yeah, well, but it's like you said, it's detached from your bod.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I don't think the germs are going to touch you.
My dick is rock solid. I could probably chisel my name in a goddamn stone if I wanted to.
Probably could.
What are your thoughts on Viagra?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
My first thought is probably the same. My first thought is thank you, actually.
Sure.
To know that nothing will ever come between me and getting my dick up.
Right.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you then.
Go on.
Knowing that you could not make it to a hospital anytime soon, would you rather overdose on Viagra or get alcohol poisoning?
Am I dying?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm overdosing on Viagra for two reasons.
Uh-huh.
One, I'm probably not going to die from that.
Okay.
And two,
your dick might explode.
It might, yeah.
Okay.
I can get drunk while doing it.
Okay.
So I can get alcohol poisoning while doing that.
Yeah, I feel like the point up to getting alcohol poisoning would be fun.
Yeah.
So getting drunk would be cool, but to overdose on Viagra, that just means my erection is... That basically means I'll have an erection for longer than 8 hours, right?
Right.
And if that's the case... Bend over while the night's still young. Okay?
I've fucking so many times. Right. I've had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. That was actually, you know what? That was a good would you rather, because I feel like the next segment we're going to do here.
Okay.
Would you rather.
Sure.
For our new listeners in 2015.
Yep.
What would you rather is I will ask you.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Would you rather? And you give me an answer. So I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
First, would you rather.
All right.
Would you rather make out with your mom for 5 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Or... fight a bobcat for 60 seconds with nothing but a salad fork.
Salad forks are not sharp.
Right. Well, before you say that, before you give me your answer, this is a true story. I swear to God, me and my dad were talking about fighting a mountain lion or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know why this was a topic of discussion. Maybe because we talk about dope shit.
Right.
But in conversation, he said that he was like a... if he was in the wild, he would fuck a mountain lion up as long as he had something even as simple as a fork. And for our listeners, disclaimer, my dad is not Dolomite, he's not Black Dynamite, nor is he a superhero. He's a middle-class nigga with middle-class wildlife skills. So talking about fucking a mountain lion up with a fork is incredible. So go on. What would you rather?
So hard.
What would you rather do?
I'm fighting the bobcat.
Fighting the bobcat with a fork?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not making out with my mom. Just sounds terrible.
Fair enough. Give me one.
Would you rather poop out one ninja star a year, okay, or lose a half a millimeter of your dick every time you pooped?
What?
Yeah.
Now listen, my dick is 8 and change, but shit.
Yeah, I know. If that's you not, poop, I mean, if you poop like
I'm coming to the table with not much money, I'm not playing in the game very long.
You're holding the poop so much.
So much. I'm all in at like 11 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fucked. So I'm going to have to go with the opposite. I'm going to have to shit a ninja star.
Ninja star every year.
Yeah. Really? I mean, I guess I'm going to have to get.
See, I said a year because I feel like after like, you know, a month or so, it's going to like heal.
Yeah.
Properly. So you're recutting it every year.
Well, I'm just going to mix a little laxative in my diet. Oh. You know what I mean?
Ninja stars are big.
Lube that baby up. Eesh. You know, maybe consult some of my gay friends on how they do it.
How do they do this? Right. How do they poop these ninja stars?
Right. I got one for you.
All right.
Would you rather not brush your teeth for the rest of your life or not wear deodorant? For the rest of your life.
This one's very hard for me.
Uh-huh,
this one's probably the hardest one for me because I brush my teeth constantly.
Okay.
And I wear deodorant 24/7 because I'm afraid of the smell.
I know you're a freak about being smelly.
I am.
And you don't smell very good.
Oh my god. I think I'm not wearing deodorant.
You go with deodorant?
I think so.
Really?
Because I feel like if I don't brush my teeth are going to hurt, and nothing hurts worse than tooth pain.
Oh man, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one here.
Yeah?
I would rather not brush my teeth.
And just get like dentures?
I do enjoy gum. Have you ever forgot to wear deodorant for like one day?
Oh my god, yeah.
It's the most uncomfortable thing in life.
Yeah, you constantly smell yourself. It's terrible.
It's to constantly smell like a Muslim would be the worst.
Oh my god. Speaking of, do you know what I learned today?
Uh-huh.
Indians, like you are here, Indians, not like Indians, okay? They wipe their ass with their left hand and swish it around in a bucket of water.
Really?
Yes.
You got one?
Yeah.
Come here.
Have a popcorn kernel stuck in your tooth for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Or...
I fucking hate that.
Yeah. Or have hiccups for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
Hiccups are annoying as fuck.
I'm going with hiccups.
Are you?
Yeah.
That, bothers everything.
I'm sucking my teeth, it drives me insane.
If you had hiccups for the rest of your life,
yeah,
you're never curing them.
That's okay. I feel like I could get creative with that.
How are you sleeping?
I don't need to sleep. That would make for some good pussy eating. You know what I mean? She would enjoy that. Yeah.
All right.
A little snapback.
The occasional seizure. Okay.
Yeah, right. It's like a little remix to the pussy eating. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Well, I got one for you.
All right.
Would you rather be nonstop horny or nonstop hungry? And what I mean is, meaning right after eating, you're still hungry, or right after sex, you're still horny.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Horny.
You're going to go with horny?
Yeah, you?
I'm going to have to go with hungry, just because other people will not be in danger if it's just hungry.
Sure. You're afraid you're going
to
rape.
Yeah, the only people that have to worry about me if I'm hungry is the nearest McDonald's.
Sure, sure.
But I feel like if I'm nonstop horny, there's an entire civilization of women that need to be careful. That's a true story.
That's terrible.
An unsatisfied sex drive, that's the fucking worst.
You feel like you're going to rape.
Yes, I would absolutely be on the ID channel as a serial raper.
I gotcha.
Of hot chicks.
All right, I got an impossible one for you.
Okay.
Pee every time you stand up,
uh-huh,
or poop every time you sit down.
Well, standing just sounds more athletic.
Squatting. You get half sit squat thing.
What if I cartwheel? Just nonstop.
Do you cartwheel? I feel like you're just peeing in your face.
Right. Pee every time I stand up or poop every time I sit down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with pee.
I think I would too. It'd be terrible either way.
Right. Okay. Would you rather
be
employed as an Asian or unemployed as a Caucasian?
Where am I employed?
I don't know. Do you just have a job?
In America?
Yeah. In America. Yes.
Unemployed as a Caucasian.
Uh-huh. That's what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going with that. I feel like I still have some opportunities.
Well, I'm going to go with unemployed as a Caucasian only because I feel like if a white person's unemployed, it's only because he's probably on the brink of $1 million invention.
Sure.
Or he's made a lot of money in stocks prior, and he's just kind of chilling. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Planning vacays.
He could be rich already.
Doing those old Travelocity things.
Sure. I got one more for you.
Okay.
Have the head the size of a tennis ball,
mm-hmm,
or the size of a 4-foot beach ball.
So a tiny head or a big head? I'm going with
a tennis ball head. Think about how small your freaking mouth is going to be.
I'm going with a tiny head.
Tiny head?
Yeah.
It looks so weird.
No, I can have so many adventures. I'm diving in the pussy.
You literally can put your whole thing in there.
I'm going in and scoping that bad boy out.
You would literally look like a ballpoint pen.
If you had a giant head, you know what you'd look like?
A bobblehead.
Right. You would look just as ridiculous.
It looks so stupid.
Okay, well, I got one for you then. Would you rather have an uncurable STD or be paralyzed from the waist down?
Uncurable STD, easy.
Would you answer that so fast?
Easy.
Really?
I'm not even paralyzed from the waist down. That means I don't want to fucking be Professor Morpheus. Just rolling around everywhere. That sounds terrible.
Professor Morpheus?
Yeah.
You just mixed up fucking X-Men and Matrix. You just fucking put together Morpheus and Charles Xavier.
There we go. Charles Xavier.
Good God. All bald people look alike to you, huh?
They do. I don't see race.
Black, white, doesn't matter. Okay, well, I'm going with STD as well.
Yep.
Just because you can't lie about paralysis.
Sure.
If a woman asks me, do you have an STD? I'm going to be like, nah.
You realize you basically just asked me, do you want to be Joe Swanson or Quagmire?
Let me just put the tip in. Giggity, giggity, goo.
Giggity.
All right. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. DV.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol
play volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
And we're back.
Indeed.
I just went to grab some condoms up the street.
You did?
You know why?
Why?
Latex combos, baby. No lambskins here.
No.
We're playing
I didn't even wear
We're playing it safe for this segment just because I don't want any more babies.
Sure.
Right now.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're moving
Maybe
on.
Later.
Yeah, yeah. How's the dick hanging?
Hanging on top of my left ball.
Well, mine's dangling.
Sure.
Kind of like when you try and keep your head up, like while you're sleeping in public.
Like, you know, a kid, like, they're just trying to, okay, I got
yeah,
you.
Like, you keep dozing.
Yeah.
My dick is dozing, baby. Sometimes it's in my right pocket, other days it's in my left pocket. It has no idea how to walk on a leash yet.
It's got a mind of its own, it's like a dog
tail.
Can't
even take this bad boy in public, you know? Have you ever got your dick stuck to your leg in public?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
How awful was it?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like a front wedgie.
Yes, that's a great description of
yeah.
it. You make like funny movements, like
yeah.
you're hula hooping.
Yeah.
You're trying to get it to fall off.
Let me just practice the electric slide in front of everybody.
You do the stanky leg and yeah. it's not even cool anymore. That was so 2000. What was that? 07, 06?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was stanky leg.
I have problems with it. Every time I sit down,
mm-hmm.
I have to like situate my balls.
Right.
You know, I have to lay out rules.
Sure.
Boundaries.
Right.
Find a babysitter to make sure they stay in place.
I go to care.com.
It's a constant struggle.
I gotcha.
How about, what about like a wedgie in public? Not the front, but the back.
The back wedgie is terrible.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I hate it too.
But I just get them. I don't care at this point.
Well, yeah. My
I'm not
thing
trying
is,
to impress anybody.
Oh, for sure. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. No pun intended.
Literally.
That thing is coming out. And part I left out here.
Yeah.
I'm smelling my hand after.
Are you?
Yeah.
Make sure the butt cheeks.
I just need to make sure it's all good down there, you know what I mean?
Did I just poop?
No, well maybe. I don't know. I just kind of want to just sniff it, you know what I mean?
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to see what's going on. You know what I mean?
Like the bask in your own smell.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, this has gone too far. Anyways, have you ever been caught jerking off? Like as
I have not.
Not even as a kid?
Not once.
Man. I did get caught.
I don't think I'm taking enough risk. That's why I'm not
I got caught when I was a kid.
Yeah?
But I wish I would get caught now as a goddamn grown adult.
Why?
Just because I have the perfect response.
Go on.
Someone busts in. You bust in.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing here?
Surprise, motherfucker. They'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
My bad, I didn't know you were doing it.
Right. If you had to put the feeling of coming
yep.
into one word, what would that word be?
Nice.
Okay. But you have to say it like that.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a good one. You know what? If I had to put it in one word.
What?
It's one running word.
Okay.
But the word I would describe as coming.
Mm-hmm.
Ba with the ba, da bang to bang, diggy, 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 said the boogie, said ump, jumps the boogie. But on that note.
Yep.
Thank you, Kid Rock, for that. We should go ahead and do a fan favorite from way
early,
long time ago.
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, when we had little V's.
Mm.
Yeah. Things to yell out
when coming. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the first one.
Go for the first one.
You want to do the sex sounds like we originally did it?
Yeah, I think we should. But
okay.
You should do the sex sounds.
All right, here we go. Wait a minute.
You're going first.
Hold on, bitch. Let me put my tampon in and get ready, motherfucker. All right.
You're tamping.
Oh, shit. Yabba dabba doo! That's my first one. Scooby Snacks, baby.
Scooby.
I sounded like a woman also.
That's
like
all right.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Give me one.
Okay, give me the sounds.
You want the sounds?
Yeah, because my sounds are terrible.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, shit.
You're going to want to save that baby gravy.
Oh, that's nice.
See, man.
It's a good follow-up for Thanksgiving and all of the good dishes we use gravy with.
So much gravy. Right. And most of it's kind of white.
Yeah. I got another one.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, fuck. I'm about to fucking bust. I'm about to fucking come inside, you stupid fucking bitch. I'm about to... Father, forgive me, I have sinned! That was good.
It was a good one. That was a good one. It's gonna be tough to come up with that one.
Yeah, I'm liking that. Was a deep V instant classic.
Yeah,
there we go. Give me one.
All right, give me the sounds. Give me the sounds.
All right, all right. I'm fucking constipated.
That's about what I sound like.
My dick's gonna take a poop on my dick. About to.
My dick's about to poop. That was one of them.
My dick is about to cry. Okay, I'll start over.
All right. Okay, here we go. All right, let's do this.
Fucking coming. I'm about to fucking come again.
You got a little nut butter on the fish flaps.
I gotta pee! Davey, it's a quick break. Okay, I'm back, and I'm ready.
Skylar actually peed a little.
I did. And I did not change my drawers. I got another thing that's good to yell when you're coming.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with the voices. Let's just hit the reset button. Let's get this baby boy going.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. fuck. Get to the chopper, everybody, get down!
Little Arnold,
baby.
Little Arnold. I like it.
Yeah. Give me one.
give me the noises. I need the noises.
All right. Let's do this.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I need another one.
All right. Let me read this.
Okay.
I'm coming so hard. I'm about to. Oh, it's fucking.
Do you want to build a snowman?
All right. Oh, man. Okay. I got
one more. You got one more?
I got one more.
All right.
I'll go first.
All right.
Oh, fuck. I'm fucking. Don't fucking. You don't fuck. This is Ashton Kutcher. You just got punked, bitch. All right, last one.
You know, I'm gonna do the noise for this one because I feel like it correlates to this.
Okay.
Money's on the dresser.
Nice. In and out, baby.
It was quick, yeah.
The double.
Literally in and out.
You didn't add no onion, no pickle, just fucking meat, double meat.
Meat cheese.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, goodbye. All right. Well, that was enough of the sounds.
Yep.
I feel like our listeners have a good grasp on what to say.
Right. You don't even know which one. He just played the voice of me doing it.
Right. Well, I have another question for you.
Go on.
If you were a butt pirate.
A gay man. Mm-hmm.
What race of man would you be attracted to?
Ooh.
And why?
Okay.
Yeah.
Never really thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You've thought about it frequently.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
judging from the guys I think are good looking,
uh-huh.
I want like the very good looking version of myself.
Okay, so you know what I mean? You want to date like a biracial angel? Right.
Yes.
You want to date Derek Jeter?
I want to date Derek Jeter. Okay. I'm getting some presents afterwards.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
What about you?
Oh, ho. Me?
Go on.
I would want to date a Muslim. Here's why.
Okay. Did you see the ankles on her?
I wear the same thing every day.
Yep.
I don't have to work.
Okay.
Or bathe.
Sure, sure, sure.
And chances are when my husband goes to work,
right,
he's not coming back.
There's a good chance.
Ever. That's my thing. Another question correlating to what I just asked you.
Okay.
Three male celebrities.
All right.
That you would have a heterosexual bubble bath with.
Heterosexual.
But you may or may not have homosexual thoughts.
Okay. All right.
While you're doing it.
Nothing homosexual is going on?
No.
Something homosexual might be going on. Yeah. My number one would be Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
No man hasn't thought of it at least once.
Right? Okay.
At least once.
Even currently with his age?
I don't care.
No?
I feel like he's just going to be more successful.
I feel like he has Medicaid.
Probably.
He might.
Maybe. If he slips out of that bathroom, then guess who's going to jail? I mean, guess who's going to the hospital and not paying? Me.
Okay. My number one.
Yep.
I'm going with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hmm.
He looks like he'll
good choice.
Well, yeah. He looks like he'll grip my head with his hand.
Right.
Look me deep into my eyes.
Very deep.
And he'll do one of two things.
Sure, sure, sure.
Fuck me.
Yep.
Or kill me.
Or, yeah. Yeah. And it has to be a big fucking bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My number two.
Uh-huh.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
He's so fucking cool.
Really?
I want him to be James Bond so bad.
Do you?
I do.
Sounds like it.
I do.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
He'd be a good Black Bond.
He would.
It wouldn't be 007, though.
He'd be 009 and a half?
009 and a half, baby. My number two.
Okay.
Robin Thicke.
Go on.
Well, I just want to know if his last name is also his nickname.
I think what's her name would have stayed if it was.
He's just cool. He's
kind of cool, yeah.
He's white and married a black chick.
Sure.
Black guys aren't even cool enough to marry black chicks.
Who's cooler? Robin Thicke, Justin Timberlake.
Well, Robin Thicke cheated on a black woman. Robin Thicke's cooler.
Is he?
Yeah. Think so? For sure.
All right.
And Paula Patton.
Sure, sure, sure.
Justin Timberlake's with, like, who is she?
Yeah.
Fuck her in reference to Paula Patton. Fuck off. You know what I mean?
Go on.
My third one.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby.
I feel like he's just going to rape you in that toilet. Well,
only bathroom. Because when I hear Huxtable now after everything that's happened, it sounds kind of sexual.
He
like,
gets a weird boner.
Oh, doctor, help me. What's your diagnosis?
Oh. What were you?
Doctor, my back hurts really bad. You know what I mean? No, you don't know what I mean.
I do have one more.
Okay.
Matt Bomer. Two reasons.
Okay. Who is he?
Matt Bomer is the dude from White Collar.
Don't know what that is.
He's very attractive.
Who else is he?
The better looking Henry Cavill. Better looking Superman.
Who the fuck is that?
Uh-huh.
Superman.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? Two reasons.
Okay.
One, he's beautiful.
Okay.
Two, he's a gay in real life.
Uh-huh.
And I want to, he probably knows what he's doing. I want to see how that's going on.
Okay. You know
what
I mean? I like it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on then.
Okay.
Give me one thing sexually that you haven't done. That you're putting on the old bucket list for 2015.
I've not had a threesome.
Okay.
I want that to happen in the next 12 months.
Do you want another redhead?
Sure, I don't care.
Yeah?
Any other. Oh, it has to be a woman, though. I don't want that devil's threesome.
This is the safest answer a married woman could give. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I like red women.
Red women. I like the Indians.
Well,
what's yours?
I'm going to go with, I want to come all over a chick's face this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it.
You are?
I want her face to look like a laminate YMCA gym card. Okay? Just glossy. Yeah. I've seen it in porn, and it looks nice.
It does.
You should see my internet history.
Is it bad?
Well, for the past month,
right.
Let me give you my internet history.
All right.
Amateur.
Okay.
Interracial. Flexi dolls.
What?
Wait a minute. Public.
Okay.
And cream pie. Now, let me answer your question previously what flexi dolls are.
Flexi dolls.
Flexi dolls are women delivered to men in bags, all just stretched into a damn bag, and you literally pull them out.
Real human being.
And you fuck them.
Is it a real human?
It's a real human in porn. Like, it's not realistic. Like, that wouldn't happen in real life.
Right.
But as I'm jerking my dick in my pocket pussy, I'm like,
this is happening.
This could be a thing.
This is real life.
Yes. If Domino's delivered pussy.
Yep.
Domino's, I'm delivering that.
Right. 30 yeah. minutes or less. I got you.
Yeah. 30 minutes or less. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Mine's normal. I have all, like, Mac stuff, and, like, they're too expensive. I definitely do not want to get any goddamn viruses.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I don't really need to look at porn. I could just... I mean, that's what my phone's for, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess if I were to make, like, a Boner Jams 2015 mixtape,
right?
That's what my mixtape would be compiled
of. I gotcha.
You know what I mean? What about...
Boner Jams 08.
There we go. What's up, 40-year-old virgin? How about mail order brides? Scale cool to fucking incredible. Where do you rate them?
They're fucking incredible.
Yeah, I think so,
they're
too.
They're cool as shit.
It makes sense to me.
Right.
Mail order brides.
Buying women.
Build-A-Bear is a very fucking a flourishing business. Why wouldn't it work for women, right?
Yeah.
If you can build a bear, build a woman.
That's the mail order husbands for little girls.
Yes. Yeah. Can you cook? Check. Do you like vacuuming? Check. Pine salt smell? Double check.
Mr. Peter.
Right. All right, then.
Yep.
Well, if you could build a woman.
Like Build-A-Bear. Okay.
Physically.
Yep.
What's the perfect woman to you?
Well, you know, from the draft I have, I have a draft for women.
Okay.
From my draft, most of them look like Megan Fox and Kate Beckinsale, so I'm going to say that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
For me,
yep.
She's going to be 5'2".
Okay.
Fat ass.
Sure.
Hispanic.
Okay.
Long hair.
All right.
Slightly bow-legged.
All right.
Slight pigeon toe.
You're describing Kim Kardashian.
These quirks accent the hips and ass.
Sure, sure, sure.
And my God, let me tell you, I will rape a bitch so hard if she has all of these things.
You want a bow-legged pigeon toe, fat-ass 5'2" midget?
Yes. I would make Ike Turner so proud. That's just my thing.
Sure.
Maybe it's not everyone's thing.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. What are some things, let's go the opposite direction. What are some things specifically that you hate about a woman?
That I hate about a woman?
That you would just be like, you're a fucking stinky bitch. You would say those words to her face and you wouldn't blink.
See, I'm not a fan. I hate bad teeth.
Uh-huh.
I hate bad teeth.
Bad teeth.
Bad teeth.
All right.
That's ugh.
So European women aren't your thing.
Not my thing. No,
okay. Well, we already know. Our fans should know if they listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do ugly feet.
Yep.
Talked about that already.
You hate them.
It's just fucking creepy. Get your life together, woman.
Right.
But I also can't do skinny woman.
Okay.
If I wanted a skinny woman, I would eat a bowl of chicken noodle soup.
You want a big woman.
I don't want her big.
That's what you're sounding like.
No, I'm thinking I want her to look exactly like the woman I went on a date with last night.
Okay.
She's nice.
That is nice.
I wonder if she's listening. No. I'm not going to mention her by name. She's listening. Well, anyways, though.
Yep.
I don't like skinny women.
Yeah.
Because you have to, like, keep them in glass cases.
Sure, sure.
You know, they're so fragile.
Right.
You have to clean them after using them. Yeah.
Right.
Thick women are just, you know, that's just a fun ride. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
They're fucking big-bodied and wide.
Right.
They're a big-bodied Cadillac. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Change the oil every 5,000 miles and let that bitch ride. Sure. Did you not agree?
Sure.
You wouldn't agree.
Yeah.
I'll move forward. Another question for you, sir.
Okay.
If you eventually
had
a daughter,
right,
and she grew up to have a black cock fetish.
All right. Like, fetish, or like she brought home like a black guy one day?
Like, no, she like slapping him on her face. And, like,
okay.
Drew big black cocks
big
in school.
So, again, you're describing Kim Kardashian.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
If she had this fetish and ran away from school with a bald 27-year-old black basketball player, would you become one of two things?
All right.
Either a racist or a Lakers fan. What's up, Kobe?
I'm going to be a Lakers fan, I guess.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we've talked enough bullshit.
Sure.
Let's just go right into another segment that we know our fans like.
Sure.
Let's get right back on the fucking train tractor.
You want to go serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serious as in we should do our You Look Like segment.
You Look Like serious.
Yeah. For our new listeners, You Look Like is where we make a reference to a famous celebrity.
Right.
And we tell you what we think they look like verbally.
Right.
Only because this is radio and not television.
Yeah.
So it's all verbal.
It's verbal.
It's so verbal.
It's verbal.
So the first celebrity we're going to describe.
Who we can do?
Kevin Durant.
You go first. You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant looks like the daddy long leg spider that you get in the corner of your house, and you go and grab a broom to squish him.
And it runs away so fast.
Yeah, that's what he looks like to me.
He looks like the toy that we had when you were a kid that were stretched out so far it's unrepairable.
Oh, he does. He looks like how you got dressed for school when you were in high school. you wake up late and you're about to miss the school bus.
No.
Brush your fucking hair, man. What is his issue?
He's so skinny.
He is. Let's do, how about Kris Jenner?
Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner, which one is that? The mom?
Kris Jenner is, yes, the mom to Kim Kardashian.
The mom, okay. Yeah. All right. Speaking of Kim Kardashian, right. Right. She looks like something you'd buy at like a sex shop and immediately regret.
Ooh, no returns, baby. She looks awesome. Like, yeah, she looks like Bruce Jenner if he were a real woman. Like
that's what he's trying to
like, be. Not imitating one. Like he was a legit one.
She looks like the Asian guy's haircut of a penis.
She looks like vinegar did not work on her pussy.
The snapback. Yeah, I learn something new every day.
Yeah, she didn't have snapback. She had throwback. Just fucking throw that shit back.
She's the Walmart version.
Yeah, yeah. What about Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen DeGeneres. She looks like a really ugly dude.
She does. She looks like a man mannequin.
Yeah.
She looks like one of the Sandlot baseball gang guys that are all grown up now. She loves PF Flyers. She never got over her crush of Wendy Peppercorn.
She looks. Speaking of, she looks like the kid in Jerry Maguire that said the human head is 8 pounds.
Oh, she does look like him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. Nice. How about let's do Jay Leno.
Jaseph Leno.
Yeah.
He looks like he owns a collection of people.
That's kind of... No, not really. I was thinking that. He looks like a human emoji.
He does. The emoji people are like,
yeah.
What's Jay Leno look like?
He looks like Quagmire's grandpa.
Yeah, a little bit with the chin.
Yeah. Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Yep.
You got one?
He looks like bird shit on your windshield. When you try and get it off with your fucking right windshield wipers, and it just smears. It gets all Flavor Flavy.
That's how he got his name, actually.
Yeah. How about you?
He looks like Rajon Rondo would look like with heroin.
Rajon Rondo, the point guard for the Celtics.
Yes. Yeah, no, he's with the...
Dallas Mavericks now. That bastard.
Yeah, he looks like him on heroin.
He does. He looks like the hot dog that fell off the grill and got burnt at the bottom. And you're like, fuck.
Just sitting there. Yeah. Every time you just cook, it just stays. Yeah. Disgusting.
Gross. What about Venus Williams?
Venus Williams.
Yeah.
She looks like she's... transforming into a man and from a woman, and the woman part is just fighting back too hard. Yeah.
She looks like an African exchange student.
She looks just like, better at all sports.
She looks like she's waiting to get a 15-cent sponsorship from someone calling in right now. She looks like she's going to announce she has face cancer tomorrow.
And a beard.
Right, right. Let's do Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman, you go first.
Okay. He looks like he's immune to Ebola.
All right.
Yeah.
He does.
Right. What do you think?
He looks like... Okay, I'm going to say this one right. Morpheus, okay?
Uh-huh.
Morpheus from Matrix.
Okay.
He looks like when Morpheus... Remember he had the red and the blue pill and he was like, choose one?
Yeah.
He grabbed a bone and said, fuck it!
Okay, all right. I'm going to go with also, you know what else he looks like?
What?
He looks like his girlfriend just broke up with him, and he's kind of going through like a phase.
A weird thing.
Yeah. He's got some issues going on. On the same note as a crazy person.
Yep.
Marshawn Lynch.
God, he's so ugly.
Running back for the Seattle Seahawks. What's he look like?
Monster. He looks like he has the same vocabulary as Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy. Groot can only say, I am Groot, by the way.
He looks like what's underneath your shoe when you smell shit, but you can't tell where it's coming from. It's Marshawn Lynch.
He's always making that face. Yeah. Like, what does that smell?
He looks like Whoopi Goldberg's underdeveloped little brother. He really does. Sorry, Marshawn.
He's so ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like he's listening.
He doesn't listen to DP, though.
No, he could barely listen.
Yeah. He'll be a fan one day.
Maybe.
We've got a few fans now.
We do.
Yeah. So we're going to have to end this?
I thought, yeah, we can end it now.
We can do it.
We can end it now or later. Doesn't matter. Let's do it now.
DP, follow us on Instagram.
Facebook.
What's our Instagram?
Official DP.
Official DP.
Yep.
You can follow us on Facebook, just DP.
Just DP.
Email us at officialdp@gmail.com.
Correct.
Or you could just call me at 111. Go fuck yourself.
911-444.
Uh-huh.
625.
Right. There Otherwise, you see you next week at Friday, 8 Eastern. More Like Radio, download on iTunes. We're also on Podomatic,
and we're in everything.
We're
just fucking Google us.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, we're in everything. We're like
so tired.
Yeah,
people are like, oh, I can't find you. No, just fucking Google us.
Also, yeah, just Google DB Podcast.
You know how to fucking internet,
right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, the interweb. It's on people's phones.
It's there.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
See you guys next week.
All right.
DV.
Feels that way, baby, let me take away your